What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. When you start a new project, write the next edition of your email newsletter, or produce an upcoming season of your podcast, where do you start? Inspired by a maxim in Improv Wisdom, Don't Prepare, Just Show Up by Patricia Ryan Madsen, I'm going to explore the idea that starting anywhere will keep your creativity fresh, help you discover your creative identity, and allow for more surprises. I'm also going to look at how to apply the wisdom of Start Anywhere to your creative processes. Whether you find this maxim too simplistic or challenging, I hope you learn how to overcome procrastination and take your creativity to a whole new level. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/472. One of the books I am reading as I wrap up 2020 is Improv Wisdom, Don't Prepare, Just Show Up by Patricia Ryan Madsen, in which she shares the maxims of improvisational comedy and how they apply to both our lives and to work. I've been thinking a lot about her fourth maxim lately, Start Anywhere. As she writes, there's no need to find the right starting place. With a big task or a confusing problem, when you don't know where to start, begin with the most obvious thing. Whatever is in front of you. The notion that there is such a thing as a proper beginning and the search to find the ideal starting place robs us of time. That's a great quote. What I love about this maxim overall is that 9 times out of 10, we overthink absolutely everything. And I'm all for strategy and taking the next right step. But in most scenarios, any step is the right best step. So the first thing that comes to mind thinking about starting anywhere is that starting anywhere allows us to discover our creative identity separate from established creators and their proper processes. And I love this quote a lot because knowing where to start on a task or project is usually the first step for me in a journey of procrastination. I want to do what is not only the best starting point, but the correct one. And like I said, you know, there are a lot of established creators who tell you what the right framework and processes are for your creativity. And in our minds, our starting points not only kick off a project, but they also confirm the stories in our minds of whether we are going to be accepted professionally or not. If I didn't start the right way, would I be accepted professionally? Because in my mind, the stories play out like this. Well, every successful filmmaker starts the process with the finished film in their mind. Or this one, every successful design starts with sketches. You don't start on a computer, you start with a pencil. All these stories confirm in my mind that the stories that we tell about our creativity often violates the fact that sometimes we just have to start anywhere. And if I don't do what everyone else does, especially successful people, I'm most likely going to procrastinate until I do what they do, see what they see, become what they are, and then I'm no longer being me. So I think starting anywhere is powerful to allowing ourselves to see our unique story, our unique processes, our unique way of connecting with others and interacting with the world. And another thing about starting anywhere is that it allows us to be surprised with new discoveries. An interesting thing I've noticed is that oftentimes we determine our starting point by working backwards from our vision or goal for the project at hand. So for example, let's say you want to create a weekly podcast to help aspiring programmers learn the essential skills necessary for a six-figure job. So that's a very specific vision. And from that vision, maybe you figure out that you're going to do a weekly podcast. And so you come up with the top 52 topics or themes so that you have a year's worth of ideas. And next, you figure out the shape of your episode, the introduction, the teaching points, the call to action, the close. You start recording and editing. You find hosting and get it procured. You schedule your episodes. You promote them. But what happens if you go through that entire process and realize that the topic is no longer relevant to your audience or even to yourself? Your audience doesn't connect with you as the person, or you just simply hate the idea after recording and releasing the first 6 months of content or even the first 6 episodes of content. And this is where starting anywhere is handy, because what if you could just figure out right out of the gate that you actually like what you're doing, you like the process, and you just keep doing it? And instead of an extremely narrow vision, what if you start with the vision of just creating a weekly podcast? Or better yet, think about the impact you want to have on your ideal audience. And instead of working backwards from that vision, what if you explored things like how your values and interests and voice play a role in that weekly connection with your audience? What if you tried recording some sample ideas to see if you even like producing work in an audio-only medium? What if you end up seeing that a video series is a much more applicable thing to programming instead of audio? We often discount exploration and experimentation because it goes against the grain of prescriptive creative advice. The 5 things that you need to do to be a more successful YouTuber, podcaster, filmmaker, designer, artist, writer, etc. Yes, we want the quick tips and the slick tricks, but uniqueness not only comes through action, but more importantly, through the exploration and experimentation that comes when you start anywhere. But not only is starting anywhere important in the beginning of your process, I think it should be embedded throughout your process. Mattson is clear why Start Anywhere works. Because you're able to not only transform ideas and build momentum, but you're not wasting time searching for perfect ideas that are fully formed before you go through the creative process. You'd start with any idea and allow the process to shape it. I'm a firm believer in documenting and optimizing your creative processes. For example, I know exactly what I need to do to produce a monologue and an interview for this show. The processes are very similar, but different in a few ways. And by embedding the Start Anywhere maxim into both of these processes, they become malleable and primed for expansion. So examine your process and see where Start Anywhere fits best. Maybe it's in the questions that you want to ask people, or the way that you start your show, or the way that you reach out to guests being on your show, or the way you promote it. Starting anywhere will most likely make a lot of sense at the very beginning, naturally. But what about the middle and end of the process? Sure, it's going to be harder to integrate starting anywhere. But by allowing it to happen in the middle and end of the process, you might discover your next idea, project, or collaboration outside of the scope of the work that you're actually doing, let alone last-minute possibilities for making your current project even better. What I love about Mattson's Starting Anywhere maxim, especially as an established podcaster and storyteller, I have an opportunity to challenge what I know, explore what I want to know, and discover what I don't understand. It is a way of expanding what is possible in a non-threatening way. And most importantly, it keeps me firmly in touch with the beginner's mindset as I allow myself to not overthink everything and try out new ideas and, yes, even suck. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.